much about how easy.
You gotta put it in perspective.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Turn around. Slowly. Keep your hands up so you can see how you look. Turn around. It looks like you stole a midget pants. Big as you is. How short the pants look. And they up under your behind. And how skinny they are. You can't even pull them up. Girls don't even wear their pants that tight. Pull them up. Big as you is. You about to be 16. Looking like you got a 10-year-old pair of pants on. I know your nuts hurt.
Let me ask you, for a guy like me, in high school, I was like a fat, short, little nerdy guy. So what would your character do to my self if I was in that show in high school?
And now,
people like hearing that. It's probably one of my stronger anecdotes.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. It is a brand new Kevin and Bean show. It is 5:34. It is a Wednesday morning. I'd like to start you off with a 50-year-old dumb man.
Okay.
Always love dumb people because they make me feel, you know, a little better about myself.
Less dumb.
They don't give his name, but this is a man who apparently used an illegal clinic to get his penis enlarged. Now, I'd like to suggest if you're going to go for the penis enlargement surgery, you stay strictly legal. I would like to suggest that you cut corners in a lot of your life, but if you want a bigger penis, maybe don't cut corners on that one.
Right. No price shopping.
Right. No price shopping. Don't go with the lowest bid.
Right.
This is not one of those things. Maybe it could cause you a lot of trouble. Well, apparently what they did was, and I don't know, I've never heard this, but apparently what they did was they shot it full of olive oil.
Oh, God. Are you serious?
Yes. Why? I don't know.
I've never heard of it because it's.
It doesn't.
It's
not
ridiculous.
A thing, right?
Yes.
Guy meets somebody in a van in a parking lot and goes out there and just pulls down his pants and injects him with olive oil.
God.
The man's genitals were working just fine till about 6 months ago. Then he visited a doctor, although he was really ashamed, and he told him that what had happened, and the infection grew, and he had bigger problems, and he got cancer down there. And they had to take it off. They had no choice but to remove his penis. Can you imagine?
I'm trying to.
You're
I'm trying to
yourself.
Imagine. He's 50?
He's 50.
Oh, my God.
How big does your penis need to be at 50? I mean, really? Wouldn't you guess that's
at 50, you just accept what you have, figure out
right.
other things you can do to compensate if it's an issue,
right.
and you move on.
Right.
Wow.
So then the rest of his genitals had to be removed.
Oh, no. Well, once that's gone, what's
yes.
the difference if the berries go?
I don't know, but they both went as well.
Because that just looked funny.
The doctors had to do a surgery to, how can I say this on the radio, to reroute.
Right. Did he need a bag?
No, because they rerouted.
Oh, yes. No. Yes. To the backside?
Yep.
Are you kidding me?
So that's used now for everything.
Oh. God.
So I guess
he's
today's.
Probably on suicide watch, right?
I guess today's lesson is olive oil, penile enlargements.
Olive oil plus penis?
Maybe don't
no.
do that. Maybe. Maybe go to a reputable hospital or someplace.
Dude.
I say use what you got, but if you have to get an enlargement,
dude.
That's not where you want to cut quarters. Dude, indeed. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Okay.
We have Adam Carolla on the program, This Week in Rage. Always funny, can complain about anything.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk to people who have Black Ops 2, the new Call of Duty game. And we've done this before where people will buy it at 12:01 the day it's available. What's today? Wednesday. So that would have been yesterday, actually Monday night at midnight.
At midnight.
Yeah. So they buy it and then they take off. Some of them take off a week. Some of them quit their jobs. Some of them just call in sick to play Black Ops 2 and play and play and play. And they'll do it for 12, 14, 16 hours.
No kidding.
Take a nap, go right back to it.
Wow.
I've never heard anything like this before, but we've talked to people who've done that before. And, you know, they stand in line and then they get the game and then they just can't put it. They can't stop. for quite some time. We talked to a guy last time who took a full week off based on the release date of Call of Duty.
Would Dr. Drew call this an addiction, do you think?
Well, he would say what he always does, which is does it negatively affect your life? If you take a week off that you have a vacation to play it, man, whatever.
Right, I guess that's true.
As long
that's
as you
your
can
choice.
Stop when you have to go back to work or whatever.
Yeah.
But we're going to take your calls on that. We have – I'm so excited. I couldn't tell you how excited I am to talk to Wing because Wing is – well, she's not good.
But she does say the holidays
to
me.
She does bad music, and we love her for it.
It goes around. It's so bad.
It's difficult to talk to her. She usually doesn't understand what we're saying, and she usually has nothing to say. And for that reason, I love her so much that I would like to marry her. So we're going to talk to her today, and we have tickets for you for the 23rd annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. We're going to play Beat Beer Mug.
Awesome.
How about that? That went so well the other day. We figured, hey, why not do it again? So very excited about that. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with the Showbiz Beat. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. That, of course, is Imagine Dragons. They are playing night number two of the 23rd annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas, Saturday and Sunday, December 8th and 9th. Listen every day at 9:10. We have a contest for you today. And then at 10 minutes after 12, 3:10 and 6:10 to win tickets to both nights. Night one, of course, is Linkin Park, Rise Against, Bush, Garbage, Slightly Stupid, AWOL Nation, The Lumineers, Walk the Moon, The Gaslight Anthem, Two Door Cinema Club, and Young Blood Hawk. And night number two is The Killers, Jack White, Fun, period, M83, Neon Trees, Passion Pit of Monsters and Men, Group Love, Alex Clare, and Imagine Dragons. And the fun of those shows, by the way, is going and seeing some of the bands that you're not that familiar with.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know the headliners. You know Linkin Park. You've seen them. You know Rise Against never puts on a bad show. They're always great. You know The Killers are great. You know Jack White is great. But some of the bands that play earlier in the night, you really should get there early and watch all of them.
Because, discover some new stuff.
Yeah, you discover stuff and you go, wow, I didn't realize I like this band this much. And that's the fun of having the stage turn about every 30 minutes. Ralph is out today for vacation, so this is the Showbiz Beat. Apparently, Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez are still on the outs. It depends every day what...
Because yesterday they were back.
Right, but apparently what they do is they break up and they get back together and they break up and they get back together.
Like every day?
Yes. They're still on the outs. They have a long history of breaking up, according to Radar Online. They first called it quits in March. Apparently, Justin Bieber was filming an episode of Punk'd with Miley Cyrus. And she was very angry, saying that he works more too much. You need to spend more time with me.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
She sounds a little jealous. She also said when...
Well, look at Miley. Wouldn't you be?
Yes. She also said... insiders say that when he was entertaining young girls, when they were, you know, when they started dating, he not entertaining, but hanging out with young girls. Now, she says, he's surrounded... And by this, I imagine this is that one story where one Victoria's Secret model was with him. Surrounded by Victoria's Secret models, and she doesn't like it.
I wouldn't like it either.
But he's Justin Bieber.
It's such a look at me move on his part.
And he wouldn't know what to do with them.
No.
Victoria's Secret.
He doesn't know what to do with Selena.
Everybody's talking about the voice of Elmo from Sesame Street, this guy Kevin Clash. Apparently, this all got started when the underage boy started emailing the company that he works for that makes Sesame Street, saying that they had a relationship since he was 16. Then yesterday, the New York Times reported they'd gotten a note from the law firm repping the accuser, who basically took it all back and said, you know what? Make of this what you will. I wasn't. Did I say 16? I was 18.
What is going on with this? Is so bizarre. Like, why wouldn't you go to the police? Why are you emailing Sesame Street? If this is a police matter, you go to the police.
Yeah, I would think so.
Right?
Yeah, unless you're going to try
but
and
you've
blackmail.
Already, yeah, you've done that, and now you've gotten a law firm involved before you've even...
Right.
Pressed charges?
Right.
Hmm.
So now the kid's
Interesting.
Saying... Yeah, it wasn't... It was fine. It was all good. It was when we were adults. It was an adult relationship, so no one worry about this.
Bizarre.
Yeah, it is super bizarre, and I'm not exactly sure
what's going on.
What's going on?
Yeah.
You know how they always people always get up and go shopping at like 4 a.m. the day after Thanksgiving?
Yes,
that's a big.
I tried
deal.
To do that one.
Did you really?
And I got in this long, long line at Best Buy, and I went, "Oh, are you kidding me?" And I went home
at that time of the morning. Crazy,
nuts.
Well, that's not good enough for some of these stores. Some of these stores have now decided that, you know, 4 a.m., 5 a.m. We need more time for shoppers to get down here.
What are they doing?
What if we opened on Thanksgiving night? That's what they're doing. They're open.
Oh, that's nice. Okay, so all their employees now have to work Thanksgiving night.
Yes. Target will be opening at 9 p.m.
Come on.
Listen to the list, though. Walmart will be opening at 8 p.m. Sears, 8 p.m. Kohl's, Gap, Macy's, and Best Buy.
Really?
All at midnight. So they're opening the night before so that they can get more people through the doors and get more shopping done.
They may as well just stay open, period.
Yeah, you would think, but they'll get to that. They'll get to that. But I think making people, you know, stand in line for a long time, they want to get the business, and business is bad, so they're opening on Thanksgiving night.
Well, you know, you got to work off that turkey.
Good
Let's
times.
Go shopping.
You want a new house in Southern California?
Yes.
A celebrity is selling his. The actor put his five-bedroom, five-and-a-half-bath colonial home in Encino, California on the market. Property's on 1.5 acres, has a pool, a grotto spa.
Sounds like it might be out of my price range.
A slide, a gym, tennis courts.
Now I know it's out of my price range.
And a pub decorated with all the photos and awards.
A pub?
And other Baywatch memorabilia.
Whose is this?
From David Hasselhoff.
What?
This is a mess.
There will be bottles stashed everywhere around that house.
This is definitely going to be a mess. Yeah. And there's going to have to be a lot of people
lot
who
of
are spending some time cleaning up because that is not going to be good.
Dave
at all.
Is moving, huh?
David Hasselhoff is selling his house. Don't know. But I do not want the house that. You don't ever want sloppy seconds from Hasselhoff.
Giant fumigation.
That's just a good rule of thumb.
He has a pub.
Birthdays for today. Britain's Prince Charles is 64. FM. Former U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is 58. Laura San Giacomo is 50. She's from Saving Grace. Actor Harlan Williams is 50. Rapper Reverend Run of Run DMC is 48 years old. Patrick Warburton from Seinfeld and The Tick is 48. Josh Duhamel from Transformers Dark of the Moon in Las Vegas is 40. Drummer Travis Barker, who we had in the studio yesterday.
Oh, I didn't know today was his birthday.
It's his birthday. He's 37 years old. And our own Bean Baxter is also having a birthday today as well. He's had the surgery. He's doing fine.
He's just one less kidney is
all. That's correct. One less kidney. So anyway, happy birthday to Bean and to everybody else. And that is your show. Could not be more excited to talk to Wing. For those of you that don't know the name, I discovered Wing a long time ago on South Park.
Mm-hmm.
There was an episode, and there was a singer, and the boys were managing her. And I heard it, and I was like, this can't possibly be real. So I watched the credits after the South Park, and it said Wing as herself. So then I went online and looked up Wing. She has like 23 albums or something like that.
We want to thank you for that, Kevin.
No problem.
That is a gift that has kept on giving and year after year.
Thank you to me. Thank you mostly to South Park for bringing her to me. Very excited about that. Now Wing has a new CD called Wing Television Radio Heroes. Here's the introduction to it if you'd like to hear it.
I've been moving back to Hong Kong. This upcoming album features collaborations with musical profession from Hawaii, Hong Kong, and Auckland. I hope you like all the songs I've chosen for you and take it as soon as it's on the market.
There you go. And buy it as soon as it's on the market.
All right.
I think. Let's say good morning to Wing. Hi, Wing.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Karen and Lisa.
I love you so much.
He's your biggest fan, Wing.
Thank you.
Are you married?
Yes, but I divorced.
You were married.
Oh, you divorced.
Yeah, I divorced for more than 15 years.
Really?
So you're available.
Yes. Swinging and single.
All right.
Good to know.
Let's talk about this new album, Wing Television Radio Heroes. How do you pick which songs you're going to sing on your albums?
Yeah, the first one, the Television Radio Hero, is got from the inspiration from myself that all the radios are helping me so much, always support my music.
I see.
So I have to do something to thank for all the radios. Yeah.
Now you picked a couple of Justin Bieber songs. Are you aware of who Justin Bieber is?
Yes, I have heard about him, but all this Justin Bieber's song, Boyfriend and Babies, you know, the request by one is by the producer Luke Chandler, and one is by my big friends to sing these two songs.
I see. So you have taken requests when you came up with the playlist for the album. I'd like to give the listeners a little taste of Boyfriend. This is the Justin Bieber song, as sung much better, I might say, by Wing.
If I was your boyfriend, never let you go. Keep you on my arm, girl, never be alone.
You're sounding a little funky there, Wing. A little like you got some soul. You're getting down. Right?
I don't know how you feel that. I don't feel that.
You don't feel that. Okay. All right. How about another Justin Bieber song, Baby Baby?
Baby, 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 oh, like baby, 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 oh, like baby, 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 oh, I got your baby, my heart.
Now, Wing, did you hear that song before singing it? Were you familiar with either of these songs?
No, I must say that I was requested by the people, by
right.
One of the big friends and the producer, and then I began to listen to it.
I see.
I quite liked the melody, and so I take it.
Now, what about Poker Face by Lady Gaga? Have you heard that song?
No, all those songs.
All of them.
By request, and then I go into it.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't. Yeah.
But then you do listen to them before you record them.
No,
before
the request, I didn't listen to them.
Okay.
I haven't noticed. Yeah.
All right. Here's a little bit of. Poker Face.
Who then let them hit me? Crazy baby, stay with me. Love them intuition, play the cards with spatial smart. And after he been hooked, I play the one that on his heart.
Hey, Wing, you sing a lot of songs that are really, really high, like very at the top of your vocal register.
Yes.
Does it worry you, like, to when you perform them, that your voice might go out or something because you're having to strain to hit those high notes?
No, it seems I can go high, you know.
Yes, you can.
I go by. Yeah, higher and higher.
You could go higher and higher.
She's like Mariah Carey.
Wow.
Kevin. She can hit those notes that only a dog can hear.
Here it comes, people. Okay, now, Wing, if you don't mind my saying, that sounds like you're really reaching for that.
Is that the original key of the song? Or
no,
do you change
no.
it?
Yeah, all the songs I take must change the key.
Oh, nice. She changes it to that high, Kevin.
Yeah, and if you want me to sing it now and you find that I can even much smooth. And much moving higher than in the recording.
You're showing off your vocal range.
Wait, you can sing higher than the recording?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Let me hear you sing higher than that.
Yeah, are you warmed up? Can you hit your highest note for us?
No, sometimes I always sliding up. That is the one point.
Right, you're sliding up to hit that note. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So... Wing, I just want to make sure you understand the lyrics. There are poker face.
No, I.
Because it sounds,
you know, quite a number of songs. I don't know what's the actual meaning.
Right,
the,
but you need to be. You should be careful with that song, as it sounds like perhaps you're saying things that you don't want to say.
I don't know, but.
She's just reading the words, Kevin, off the page. So
right.
I'm sure she said what the words
I'm
say.
I'm just saying, when performing, be cautious with the lyrics to Poker Face. Because poker does not begin with an F. All right, Wing, listen. Love the CD. Couldn't be happier that you have another one out. Wing Television Radio Heroes.
Just in time for the holidays.
There are about 9-10 songs just in time for
the
holidays.
People on your list will love this.
That's right.
So what do we do? Go to wing.com?
How Wing, you're the best. Where can we get your music? Is it still on iTunes?
It is on the market in CD Baby.
Okay. I'm sure we can find it.
All right, fantastic. Well, people will sure want to go out and get that. And I just want to remind you again, Poker Face does not have an F in the beginning of it.
Or does it?
Okay, you're the best. You're the best. I love you.
Thank you, Wing.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Okay. I wanted to bring up the charity that my wife and I run again, friendsandhelpers.org.
You guys do good work.
Which is for abused women and children. It's not a glamorous thing.
Yeah.
You can't have a ball for it. Nobody wants to go to a party for it because it's a downer. It's really depressing.
I always find that I think those events are kind of silly anyway. Like, you pay all this money and half of it goes to the ball.
Well, that's part of the other part of the
problem. And then the rest,
yeah.
Like, I would rather just give my money and know that it's going where it's supposed to go.
Well, we cover the hard costs, and then we have a pretty big group of volunteers that spend most of the next month working so that the money that you give goes directly to the families that need it.
It's 100%, right?
Yes, 100%. And what happens is women and children, they run from an abusive situation. They go to a shelter, and then the shelter gives them counseling and helps them get a job and kind of start over,
Can
find
you imagine?
A place to live. No.
I mean, you probably just have the clothes on your back,
yeah,
essentially.
That's it. That's it. You
probably
have
no money.
No money, no job. You haven't worked in a while, probably. I mean, it's really brutal.
None of your
brutal.
Stuff.
So what happened? We need two things specifically. If you can help, if you can't, and you're already tapped, or you already sent, you know, money to the East Coast, stupid Al Gore. But you know,
Al Gore.
You know,
Al Gore.
Things happen, and that's a horrible situation. But it does make it much more difficult on other charities.
This is a tough year.
And at the same time, you get hit up by 15 different charities this time of year. So
right.
It's really difficult. But what we could use is Adopt a Stocking. You could do that by going to the website, friendsandhelpers.org. There's all the information at krock.com, kevinandbean.com, if you want to see that too. And when you adopt a stocking, it's $25, and it's a stocking that's full of candy and toys and gift certificates and everything that we can jam in there for kids. You can do one of those, or if you're lucky enough to be blessed with money, you can do more than that. Or you can just give $10 or whatever. You can mm-hmm. give any amount. And the other is adopting a family. And I just wanted to describe this real quickly. A woman and a child run from a house. They go to the shelter. Then the shelter goes to them with a piece of paper and says, write your name, your age, and what you, in your best, wildest dreams, what you would like for Christmas.
Because we want you to have a holiday anyway this
we want
year.
You to, and we want you to have what you want. We just don't want to throw out a bunch of random
right.
toys hoping that it...
Hey, 5-year-old girl, here's a basketball.
Right.
Enjoy.
Hey, 4-year-old, here's Call of Duty. You know, maybe that's not the best idea. So we get the sheet back from them. We never meet them because you have to...
They need their privacy.
Their confidentiality.
Yeah.
But you do get a sheet from them that says, Maria, 42, socks and shampoo. And you go, socks and shampoo for Christmas.
Yeah.
And then a kid, you know, 4-year-old girl princess dress. So you know specifically what that family wants. This is called adopting a family. So you can get one family or more. And then you go and you shop and you buy exactly what those two people need.
Which is pretty cool.
Yes. And then on Christmas Day, the moms they can give their kids exactly what they want. The moms get some stuff. So it's a really cool thing. Adopt a stocking is one thing, and adopting a family is another thing. And we would appreciate anybody that would look at it, even consider it. If you can't do it, you can't do it.
Right.
Nobody expects you to.
But like you said, you can just send $10 too.
Right.
Whatever you can do.
And if you already have, we couldn't appreciate it more. We're a pretty small group. Lisa was there when we started it on our
living room. Let me tell you something.
On our living room floor.
Kevin's wife started this. Gosh, Kevin, it's got to be 15 years ago?
Yeah, probably longer than that. Probably.
Yeah, yeah. Might be more. And it was about five ladies, including me, sitting on your living room.
I was one of the ladies.
Oh, yes, you were one of the ladies. He looks so cute.
Yeah.
And we were sitting on your living room floor with presents that we were wrapping that we had bought for a few families. Because we could only help a few.
It was one of those tiny little Christmas trees that you see at the mall that has little papers on it to adopt a family. So we just took the tree home.
Mm-hmm.
And then from that, we helped like 5,000 people.
It's grown.
And it's a tough
immensely.
Year,
but it's an amazing, amazing thing you do.
If you can help, and the K-Rock listeners have always been unbelievably kind and giving, it would be appreciated. If you just would check it out, it would be appreciated. If you don't care, it's fine too. It's
screw
not,
you.
It's not for everybody. That's okay. But it's friendsandhelpers.org, or you can go to krock.com and you can check it out. And we would appreciate you considering
Thank
that.
You.
106.7 K-Rock. This is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 6:55. Time for the showbiz beat. Ralph is out today. I will be handling the duties. I don't know if you know about this, but One Direction will soon have its own 3D movie.
Oh, yay.
One Direction.
Thank God.
Woo!
It's about time.
Sony Pictures says it'll be an all-access, behind-the-scenes look at the UK boy band, which was discovered on the British edition of Simon Cowell's The X Factor. I don't know if a lot of people know this, but he did just pick, like, four losers. People that did not win The X Factor.
Oh, and put them together?
And put them together.
I didn't know that.
As a group. I don't know that they're losers as far as bad singers.
Right,
but
right.
They weren't winners of the show. But he picked, you know, and that happens with American Idol, too, where the second or third or fourth place contestant
often does
actually
very
has
well.
A career.
Yeah.
But Morgan Spurlock is going to be behind this.
Aren't you torn? Because you like him, but...
No, I'm not torn
at
all.
One Direction?
No.
Oh.
Because why do you need 3D with One Direction? Katy Perry...
Why do you need One Direction?
With Katy Perry... There's a reason for a 3D movie.
I got you.
3D is important with the Katy Perry movie.
Yeah, back off.
Maybe not so much from One Direction is all I'm saying.
Okay.
The Hollywood Reporter says Joss Whedon has picked up... I didn't realize they were doing Marvel's Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. as a TV show.
Mm-mm.
Did you know that?
No.
Apparently they picked up Elizabeth Henstridge for the upcoming ABC pilot. Marvel's Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. also stars ER's Ming-Na will head up the cast as Agent Melinda May, along with Clark Gregg, who will reprise his role as Agent Phil Coulson from The Avengers.
I love him.
I do too, but they've got some splaining to do.
Well, it didn't go well for him.
Well, that's gonna
last
happen.
Outing. That should be interesting.
I don't know if you saw pictures from the world premiere of Breaking Dawn Part 2 from Monday night.
Of course I did. What are you, nuts?
There's a picture of Kristen Stewart. And by the way, Kristen Stewart, who's not attractive.
No.
Really at all. She sort of always looks bored.
Mm-hmm.
She had a pretty nice dress on. And I'm not a kind of person who notices that. But when you see a 15-year-old boy in a pretty nice dress, you go, that's interesting. I would have never predicted that. Here's the question. Has John Mayer finally sown his last wild oats?
You mean, is he going to settle down?
Here's the answer, no. Although sources tell New York Post Page 6 that he seriously settled down since hooking up with Katy Perry.
Oh, really?
Didn't even pay attention to lots of flirtatious female fans at an event last Thursday.
Interesting.
So I guess if anybody could tame him, it would be
mm-hmm.
the aforementioned Katy Perry. Let's see here. No, I don't want to talk about that story, Justin Bieber. We did that last hour. I do want to talk about Elmo, though. Because this is such a big story. Everybody was talking about Kevin Clash. This is the guy that voiced Elmo for 27 years. Giant black guy. And I only say that because Elmo's voice is so tiny and petite and just bizarre.
It's so funny to see him.
It is. It's the opposite of what you would expect. You know, he was accused of improper sexual relationship with an underage boy when the kid was 16. The kid wrote an email saying, I was 16 when I had this relationship with him. Yesterday, the New York Times reported they'd gotten a note from the law firm repping the accuser. So now this is the kid's lawyers.
Interesting.
I'm not sure why.
Well, here's what I'm going to suggest. Well, okay, so say what the note
he
said.
He took it all back. He said, oh, I'm sorry. Did I say 16? I meant 18 when I was legal.
Liar!
So he took back the actual accusation of the underage part.
All right, well, I watch a lot of legal dramas on
yes.
TV.
Yes, okay, so good, so you should know.
What I'm thinking happened is they vetted him. And they found some proof that he's lying, And obviously they can't represent him.
Oh, I see what you're saying. The lawyers did.
Right. And they're saying, we can't do this because clearly you, either you don't have the proof or you're lying. And now you could be sued for libel. You need to back off.
So he backed off. He took it off. He took it back.
That's just a guess.
I don't know if that'll make the charge go away or what's happening with that. But now the kid says, I was not 16, I was 18. Which does make a bit of a difference.
Yeah.
Celebrity birthdays. Prince Charles. Ugly. Part of the royal family. Bad dude. 64 years old.
Got that nice wife, Camilla.
Former U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is 58 years old. Laura Sangiacomo is 50. Mm-hmm. I said that wrong both times. Yep. Actor Harland Williams is 50. Reverend Run of Run DMC is 48. Patrick Warburton of Seinfeld and The Tick is 48. Josh Duhamel from Transformers Dark of the Moon in Las Vegas is 40. We had Travis Barker in our studio yesterday and didn't realize it was his birthday today.
No, happy birthday, Travis.
It's his birthday today. He's 37, and our own Bean Baxter is having a birthday today and recovering from surgery nicely.
In a hospital.
And that is the Showbiz Beat. Call of Duty Black Ops 2.
Woo!
Thank you. We're going to take calls now from people who are obsessed with Call of Duty Black Ops 2. People look forward to this for the entire year. Mm-hmm. And then when they get it, a lot of times they will buy it at midnight, the day it goes on sale. They will stay up. A lot of people we've talked to will stay up after getting it at midnight and play it all 2 a.m., 3 a.m., 4 a.m., 5 a.m., all the way through the morning.
Until they have to go to work, I assume.
Or call in sick. Or just keep playing in their mom's basement because they don't have a job. But even people who have jobs, the last time we did this topic, a guy called in and had a week of vacation that he scheduled specifically for the week after Call of Duty comes out because he knew that he would want to be playing it. Well, that makes perfect sense.
Wouldn't you rather go to a beach and drink than be in a room with a video game for 7 days?
It's Call of Duty Black Ops 2, Lisa.
It's a beach with a drink.
Guys that do this for a week aren't going to a beach with drinks.
I don't get it.
They're just not.
At all.
Of course, it came out yesterday, so a lot of people have been spending a lot of time playing the game.
Section, this is Anderson responding to your Mayday call. Standing by for tasking.
Anderson, we're en route to prom night with the president. Request establish overhead. Provide armed overwatch.
Wilco, be advised, I'm all you got. The bulk of my squadron is down or engaging drones.
Understood. We'll make it work.
And then I don't make
we'll
it work.
Make
I
it
die.
Work.
I die. I don't make it work at all. Doesn't work. So we're going to take your calls 1-800-520-1067. How long have you played Black Ops 2 so far?
Just Black Ops 2 you want to know about?
This one. This particular one. Call of Duty Black Ops 2. Because it's the 800-pound gorilla. It's the monster. So people will have gotten it and will have already played it for 24 hours or something like that.
So when did they get it? Like
they got it Monday night at midnight.
Monday night at midnight.
Because it went on sale Tuesday.
Right. Okay.
So today would be Wednesday. So they've had, almost 48 hours to play the game. And I'm guessing that we'll have some people out there who have played the game about that much.
I hope they can pick up the phone.
Put down the controller. Just for a second.
Go to the bathroom. You have to.
Dial 1-800-520-1067 to tell us how long you've been playing.
Take a nourishment break.
I don't know if you have ever gone to YouTube after a game like this comes out, but people love to put up themselves playing games like this. And a lot of them like to show you how to get to the next round or whatever.
Oh, that's kind of cool if you get stuck.
A lot of them are super nerdy.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not talking about the normal guy that plays Call of Duty. I'm talking about this is the most important thing in the world. And I present for you this video from YouTube and a dude who really could not be more excited to share with you his expertise at Black Ops 2.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is White Boy 7 Street here bringing you some Call of Duty Black Ops Domination Ground War on the map launch. And this has got to be one of my better, if not my best gameplay.
All right. This is his better, maybe his best gameplay.
Gameplay.
Ladies and gentlemen.
To date, it's pretty action-packed and a pretty solid overall gameplay.
That guy's not actually ever getting into the military, right?
Well, no, of course
That's
not.
That's not
He's
happening.
Not going to the beach either. That's what I'm saying.
No, he's not.
I'm just saying there are certain people, like that guy perhaps, that aren't really going to make much of their lives, but they are going to dominate Call of Duty. So that's their whole plan. Let's talk to Shane, who's calling now, 1-800-520-1067. Hi, Shane.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Call of Duty Black Ops 2. When did you pick it up?
I picked it up right at midnight.
Okay.
I took it home. I played it till about 6 o'clock in the morning, fell asleep on my couch, woke up 2 hours later, and continued playing it until about 2 o'clock this morning.
Oh, my God. Is it good gameplay?
Now, Shane, you didn't have a job? Do you have to call in sick, too, or anything?
Well, no, I do. I just called in sick, and today I might do the same.
You might call in sick today as well because you still need to play?
Do they have no clue about the game and you?
Well, actually, they pretty much kind of figured it out.
They know it's coming.
Talking about the game, and it's not really that big of a deal because I have time off I need to take anyways.
Okay, so they're cool with it.
Yeah, yeah.
But you do it anyway.
I don't see Shane putting up a YouTube video either with his exploits, and then his boss will see it and go, hey, I thought you were sick.
Yeah.
No, nothing like that.
So you took yesterday off. You might take today off, too.
That's still pretty obsessed,
yeah,
I have to say.
Only thing is, I feel like I'm getting sick because of the lack of sleep, so I might not be lying about the whole thing.
You might end up being sick and have to take another couple of days.
Exactly. Because while I'm laying on the couch being sick, I just keep playing.
Were you mad when you fell asleep and then woke up 2 hours later? Were you angry?
No, not really, because I was still on the couch and the controller was right next to me, so I was like, oh, well, hey. I'm already here.
Might as well keep it up.
It's quite a life you got going there, Shane.
It is. You know how to live. All right. Thank you for the call. 1-800-520-1067. You're obsessed with Black Ops 2, Call of Duty. You've been playing it forever. Give us a call. We'll talk. How about some more nerd?
Hello, everybody. It is White Boy 7th Street here, bringing you some Call of Duty Black Ops gameplay. Today, we're playing some Domination Ground War on the map Hanoi. And I'm going to finish this game with 63 kills and 3 deaths, and unfortunately...
Now, here's what's funny. Something goes wrong right away.
That was one of them. Sad face. I believe some shenanigans was involved in the process of those M16.
Sad face and shenanigans.
He's calling shenanigans.
I love it.
What do you guys think? Should I have got that kill? That would have been a nice way to start off the game.
Yeah.
You know, 3... quick, easy kills defending the B flag.
Sure.
But sad face.
Aww.
I did not get it. And,
that's too
you know,
bad.
It coulda, shoulda, woulda.
Sure. You can't really second guess yourself, man. Take it easy on yourself. It's all right. The game just came out. Let's talk to let's talk to Johnny. Hi, Johnny.
Okay.
Hello, Johnny.
Hey. Hello.
Hi there. Call of Duty.
Yes, sir.
You got a win?
I sure did. Got a lot of wins.
Okay, thanks for calling. A little bit of problem there with understanding what's going on.
Funny though.
Could have been a bad phone connection. Sorry about that. Brandon, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kevin, being Lisa May.
You got it at midnight.
Yes, I got it at midnight, got home around 3 o'clock, played until 10 o'clock last night because I realized I should get some sleep.
Wait, I'm sorry, let me just back up. You got it at midnight and didn't get home till 3? What were you doing?
I was hanging out with my friend, so we decided to go eat.
Okay, all right, yeah. So you went to eat, but still the game's burning a hole in your pocket.
Yeah,
so...
it is. It's just sitting in my car, and I'm getting scared that it's going to get stolen.
Sure.
So,
you don't care about the car, the game you don't want stolen.
I don't want to. They can take the car.
Right. All right, so then how long did you play?
So I played for probably about 16 to almost 17 hours straight.
All right, ladies, you can beat a guy like Brandon if you're lucky.
I have never sat for 16 hours straight for anything.
That does seem impossible because I would get, I'd have to stand up and walk around. You have to move.
Yeah, my biggest break was probably about 10 minutes, if anything.
Jeez.
Were you? I know, you were high. Of course.
He's high now.
Of course, if you're high, you can sit for 16 hours. All right. Thank you, Brandon, for the call. We appreciate it. 16 hours straight is a long time for anything.
Yeah.
Let's go to Jesus. Hi, Jesus.
Hey, how's it going? Good morning.
Good morning. Hi.
Good morning. When did you get the game?
Yeah.
When did you get it?
I got it last night. I've been playing for 12 hours. I'm on 3 Red Bulls. Yay.
12 hours
They're not
straight.
Working. I got news for you, Jesus. You need another Red Bull.
Today. I'm going on vacation today, so I figured.
Sweet.
And I'm not driving. So I figured I'd play 12 hours straight and get my gaming going.
I like it. And you're on vacation now, so you have plans to do anything else, or is it all this?
Well, hopefully when my girlfriend wakes up, she doesn't get upset, and we go to San Diego.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. She's going to get upset.
Can, listen to you. Are you. Do you always sound like this? Is it this because you've been up all night?
I've been up all night, Red Bull, you know.
Yeah, you're going to want to go to San Diego with your girlfriend, Jesus.
Going badly.
All right, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Let's go to Freddie, who may have gotten the game a little early. Hey, Freddie.
Hey, how you doing? Good morning, you guys. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
Tell us about Call of Duty Black Ops 2. You got it early?
So, yeah, I got it on Saturday, actually.
How?
How did you do that?
I found out about a store that was doing a pre-release for it, so I bought it. I put in an extra $20 to get the game early.
Nice, okay.
And then I bought it on Saturday. I started playing. I did not stop till, well, I obviously slept Sunday night. I slept a little bit of Saturday, like maybe like 4 hours. And then when Monday night came, around 9 o'clock, I went back to the GameStop that I pre-ordered at, and I went and picked up another copy.
Why?
Because, it's because there's two editions. There's a regular edition, and there's a hardened edition, and the hardened edition comes with, like, some bonus content or whatever.
Oh, did you get the one with the drone?
No, I didn't get that one. That's another cool one. Yeah, that one was too expensive, but I got the one, just the hardened edition, just a hard copy of it that comes with some codes for, like, an extra map.
Right, right.
And some, the Nuketown 2025 zombies.
Fantastic.
You're like, yeah, yeah, that's normal. Why not get two copies of the game?
Of course.
Nuts.
Fantastic. You're the best, Freddie. Thank you.
Listen how perky
he is. Oh, thank you. Fire beer mug.
Okay, thank you. Well said. Let's go to Brandon. Hi, Brandon.
Hey.
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 One thing that we didn't factor
into this is that everyone is super tired since they've been playing nonstop. How long have you been playing, Brandon?
I've been playing since the game came out.
So midnight, Monday night, Tuesday morning.
I haven't slept at all since the game has come out.
You haven't slept at all. Is it all Red Bull? Is it how are you doing? No. Meth?
No, I can just stay up. I work as a security officer, and I do night shifts.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I'm used to staying up, even though I'm tired.
But it's like 36 hours later. You've got to be getting tired now.
Games keep my interest, and so when I'm playing games, it makes me avoid eating. It makes me forget any basic needs.
I see.
You just wear a diaper.
That
and
isn't
play.
Good for you.
Yeah, you just put on an adult diaper and just go for it.
How long are you going to stay up, Brandon?
I'm going to stay up until I reach fifth prestige.
Or he starts to hallucinate.
Or he dies.
Yeah.
All right, good luck with that. I hope you get that in the next, 72 hours.
Yep.
All right.
Time for the Afro line, 323-520-AFRO, 24 hours a day. You can leave a message on any topic, anything that interests you. We complain from time to time that people don't try at all to find out the names of songs.
Yes.
So you hear something you like and you go, oh, I like that. I should maybe look it up and see what that is. But no, what they do is they email us. And one of the songs they email us the most about is Anything Anything. And Anything Anything is an old song we've been playing forever. And Anything Anything, the lyrics to that are Anything Anything.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a pretty good guess.
You just put lyrics and then you put Anything Anything.
Right.
And it comes up.
That's how you search it. Yeah. If you put the lyrics that you know in quotations. And
you
then
don't
type,
need a lot of them. Just,
and then type lyrics. Yeah. You can usually find the song.
Hi. I was wondering if you could tell me the name of that organization, the one where a bunch of friends and helpers help out people. Also, that song, Anything, Anything, who sings that also? And Fire Beer Mouth.
No, that seems to be how people say goodbye now.
It's a trend, yeah.
Yeah, it just happens that way. Here's a compliment for Bean.
You know, I really got to compliment Bean on being so selfless and donating that organ. I want to really also say that maybe it would be cool if Bean decided to donate one organ in every state of the union. Much like the haircut tour, he could do the organ donation tour. He could give an eyeball in Indiana or a testicle in Tennessee. Go Bean! Fire Bear Mug.
Oh my God.
Here's a guy with a little jingle.
Thanks for that kidney Bean.
Here's a guy who apparently is not on the same page.
Hey, Bean, that kidney. I've been saying it this whole time. I'll be saying it till I'm dead. That kidney.
That guy has been saying that his whole
life. Yes, he has.
No, In advance to this one.
Stop, stop, stop. Playing, playing, playing. Stupid song. Muse.
Buy a beer mug.
We're not going to stop playing Muse.
No.
Muse,
we love Muse.
Fantastic band. Remember Crazy Lady? Crazy Lady? Crazy Afro Lady? She's back.
Well, I'm a musician, and Kim Kardashian knows what it means to do it.
Well, she does.
I don't see the tie-in,
but
she does know that.
Yeah.
But how is her being a musician help that? Not exactly sure.
I think we can all agree that everything that's happened with Hurricane Sandy is horrible, but I think we're missing the underlying point is that God was trying to give Snooki a bath.
That's highly possible. But cut a pretty big swath, though.
She's just a pretty big girl.
Just for Snooki.
Stop puking!
Look. Look. We've been puking a lot lately. I'll give you that. But not everyone hates it.
I would like to come out and say I'm against it.
Not everyone hates it.
Really?
Yeah.
You. I'm so tired of hearing the puke.
Oh.
Your gagging gag is making me gag. Stop puking. It's not funny.
How about a joke?
Okay.
Cheer you up.
In a perfect world, this would be a knock-knock joke. Knock-knock. Who's there? Beer mug. Beer mug who? Exactly. Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba.
Pretty good.
Exactly.
Four beer mugs from out the window.
Fire beer mug spooks.
Fire beer mug, put them in a tree. I wish that you'd just grow a pair. Oh, Kevin and Bean, throw his ass off the air. It's time to fire mugs from the Kevin and Bean Show. Oh, yeah.
I like her.
Crazy Lady's back.
Uh-oh.
Janet Jackson has been unsuccessful in explaining to Regina Rosenblatt that she does put on elaborate shows with costuming, lights, you know, big productions with audiences that purchase tickets.
Right.
As opposed to the Ludwins who eat.
I don't know what that means. I did remix some of her calls, though, as she is one of my favorite Afro callers. And what she says makes no sense to anyone. And for that, I love her.
I need the world to know that Barack Obama has been stalking me for several years and will not leave me alone. Dr. Cohen just requested that I be murdered and provided the propofol used in the Michael Jackson murder. Janet Jackson is a whore. Well, if you think I'm shifting my loyalties from Charles Manson to Paul McCartney, I'm not. Gwen Stefani is referring to Regina Rosenblatt. Hey, Regina.
Politics now on the asylum. Doctors are dead, nurses are tired of taking it over, barricading themselves inside it.
Mm-hmm.
The lunatics now run the asylum. Politics now on the asylum. Doctors are dead, nurses are tired of taking it over, barricading themselves inside
hey,
it.
Regina.
The lunatics now run the asylum.
Margaret Starr is not my mother, and she is rich. Have a blast.
Have a blast.
Dr. Cohen is going to f*** me big time, so he is now being taken to a police station. Does his office need to be notified? Dr. Cohen is threatening the care of my teeth.
My teeth.
I said the politics now on the asylum.
Have a blast.
Doctors are dead, nurses are tired. They've taken it over, barricaded themselves inside.
My teeth.
The lunatics now run the asylum.
It is difficult to commit murder while in jail. Oui? Oh, no.
Murder.
Zombies are dead, but they haven't crossed over anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So they're just a shell.
Oh, no.
No brain. They have to be directed every step of the way.
Zombies?
The public masturbation has got to stop. Don't you agree?
Masturbation.
Maria's Italian Kitchen left me a Burberry blanket on a fire hydrant. I did not touch it. Barack Obama is on his way to see Kim Kardashian, and when he gets there, they will both be asked to leave. I'm as mentally stable as they come.
Barack
Obama.
Doctors are dead, nurses are tired of taking it over, barricaded themselves inside it. The lunatics now run the asylum. I said the lunatics now run the asylum. Doctors are dead, nurses are tired. tied up. Taking it over, barricaded themselves inside it. Lunatics now run the asylum.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
End of message.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:54.
Yep. All right.
We're all soft today. Here's the showbiz beat.
Okay. Well, first of all, Justin Bieber apparently was pulled over again by the cops. This happened yesterday night. And he was cruising through West Hollywood around 6:30 in, quote-unquote, a sick white Ferrari.
I think he is the world's biggest douchebag.
He has no endless...
He has an endless supply of super expensive cars.
Amazing cars, yeah. Right. So TMZ says he got pulled over. Witnesses say he was cooperative while the cops took a look at his car and his documentation. He got a ticket, but they're not saying why. Nobody knows why.
Hmm.
But this is just the end of his great weekend, you know, hanging out with Victoria's Secret supermodels, breaking up with Selena Gomez or not.
I like to think she broke up with him. I like to think that his life is just about over.
Yeah. He, of course, took a picture on his Instagram or of Instagram proving that the side view mirror of a Ferrari can make even cop lights look cool. He's just
really
he's the coolest.
Wow.
He's an ass.
Wow. I hate him.
I love this story because I love Channing Tatum. At first, I didn't think he was a very good actor, but I have to say that I've seen all his movies now, and he's actually a really good actor.
You saw the latest one where he was a stripper.
Well, I did see Magic Mike, and he's kind of great, but I also saw The Vow, which wasn't a good movie, but he was good.
All right.
You know, he was funny in 21 Jump Street, and he co-wrote it, so he's actually a really talented guy, and now, according to People Magazine, he's also the sexiest man alive.
Oh, he won this year.
Yes, he did. So he's following in Bradley Cooper's steps and Ryan Gosling, and I am big thumbs up. But this is what's so funny. This is what's kind of cool about him. He said, my first thought was, y'all are messing with me. He's married to an actress, Jenna Dewan Tatum. They got married in 2009, and he was saying that he told Jenna after they'd just been in the bathtub washing their dogs because they'd just gotten skunked. He's just a down-home
wow.
boy.
Wow.
Which makes me love him all the more.
Is meat on the menu this week?
Yes, it is. People Magazine.
Kevin, Vinny from Jersey Shore is getting his own talk show
nope.
on MTV.
Nope.
He is considered the most sensitive of the Shore Boys.
Well, seriously, that's like being the least in the Hitler's group, for God's sake. Do you know what I mean?
The least mean of the Hitler
yeah,
group.
Yeah, come on. What difference?
He's
the nicest of that group.
Nice guy. So he is perfect to star in what they're calling a hybrid talk reality series called, this is so creative, The Show with Vinny.
Nope.
So check this out. They're going to take celebrities out of the studio. They're getting crazy. And Vinny's going to interview them in his Staten Island home with his colorful Italian family.
Oh,
celebrity guest will come over for a meal and candid conversation with lots of commentary from his hostess, Mother Paula, and his parting Uncle Nino and others. Vinny's unique mix of humor, intelligence, curiosity, and heart makes him the perfect choice for this genre.
First of all, I don't know what that is. And second of all, no freaking way.
And let us not forget, there's also Snooki and JWoww, which is coming back for its second season.
No way!
January 8th, mark your calendars, and the Pauly D Project. They are never going away. I think that's my point.
No.
Oh, they're going to go away. All of them will go away within a couple of months.
Nashville, which I actually really like, and Ralph, who doesn't like country music, really likes, starring Connie Britton and Hayden Panettiere, was kind of on the bubble.
Right.
But now ABC is ordering a full season, so we're going to get 9 more episodes, which is great. And hopefully that means they'll be renewed next year. The Neighbors is getting an extension into spring.
Okay.
And Scandal, which if you're not watching and you're not, and I've been telling you to, starring Kerry Washington, is so good.
Is it?
Yes. And they're getting a full ride as well. Last Resort, though, still up in the air.
Yeah.
With Andre Brower.
That's a bummer. That's a good show.
Yeah, it's a really good show. Meryl Streep has another daughter who acts. You know, her daughter Mamie Gummer is in Emily Owens, M.D.
It's Mamie
a show
Gummer.
Apparently I only watch.
Emily Owens, M.D.
Yeah. So Grace Gummer is another of her daughters, and she's coming to The Newsroom, which is a great show.
Oh, really?
Love The Newsroom. So she's coming in for the second season. She's going to play a reporter who's embedded with the Mitt Romney campaign. And you know who else is joining the cast? Is Patton Oswalt.
Oh, no kidding.
How awesome is that?
Wow, his last name's not Gummer, but all right.
Yeah, no, they should only hire Gummers.
I'll take it.
I'm really excited to hear that, but they don't say yet when it's coming back. Okay, so celebrity birthdays. Prince Charles is 64. Condoleezza Rice is 58. Laura San Giacomo is 50. I said that right.
Mm-hmm.
Harlan Williams is 50. Run DMC is 48. Patrick Warburton is 48. And Josh Duhamel is 40. And Travis Barker, who was here yesterday, 37. And Bean Baxter. Happy birthday, Bean, in the hospital with IVs in your arm. Have a good day.
He's not listening.
I'm Lisa May. That's a showbiz.
Don't forget that it's Miss Double December time. If you have what it takes, or you have a friend that you know would be interested in this, you could let them know about it. Go to krock.com right now. You got to be 21 or over. Mm-hmm. Complete your submission. Send two photos of yourself. We shouldn't have to say this, but we've had headshots sent in before. And headshots don't exactly tell the whole story of a Miss Double December.
Right.
So go ahead and include, you know, three quarters or full length picture. Make it, I don't know, within this year, if you don't mind. We don't need pictures of a hot chick and then a 56-year-old showing up for the pageant.
Gotcha.
So go to krock.com. Miss Double December crowning is Friday, November 30th. Friday, November 30th. That is the Friday after Thanksgiving. We're going to have a live show at the Slide Bar Rock and Roll Kitchen in downtown Fullerton.
So much fun.
They have Friday until this Friday to enter. I wouldn't wait till Friday. I would do it sooner if possible. And then starting on Monday, this coming Monday, we're going to put up the top 10. We'll put them online. You can go vote. We'll bring in the girls, talk to them, the whole thing.
Awesome.
So that should be fun. You guys remember how crappy that Friday song was, right? The Friday song?
Rebecca Black? Yeah.
The hideous thing about this song, the most hideous thing, is A, it's terrible, but B, it's super hooky. So it will stick in your head.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you want it there. If you hate the song, you'll be singing it all day.
It's Friday, Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Weekend.
Party. Doesn't matter that her voice is kind of nasally and bad. Doesn't matter.
I can't stop my head from bobbing to it. I'm ashamed.
It's embarrassing. But yesterday, I think we played this yesterday or the day before. I spent all day with Friday in my mind, even after playing the next song, which we're about to play, from the same producers. This is a group of people where if you have a 12-year-old girl and she wants to be a pop star, you pay these guys a bunch of money, and then they write a song that's exactly like Friday, and they produce it, and then they make a video for it, they put it on YouTube, and then if it's like Friday, it takes off, gets a life of its own, she makes a ton of dough, and that's what they're hoping with the new Thanksgiving song. The new Thanksgiving song that's very much like Friday's. And the girl that sings it is, I don't know, 12-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got a little bit better voice, but no one has this much fun at Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is not Christmas.
It's, no. You got to help your mom in the kitchen.
Nobody likes that.
There's no presents.
You got family over,
right.
Some of whom you hate.
You got to dress up.
It's not a fun holiday.
It's not.
But they decided that, what song? Let's see. What holiday needs? Thanksgiving needs a song. That's what needs a song. So we bring for you now the Thanksgiving song by the same group that did Fridays. You'll be able to tell by the songwriting. And here it is for your enjoyment. I think I could write a song that goes oh 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 oh.
I think you could too.
All right. Come on. I'm wide awake and I should take a step and say thank you for the things you've done and what you did.
Going back to last year, December, which, by the way, is a month from now.
Are we just supposed to not know all of these holidays or something?
Let's put Thanksgiving into proper perspective.
Okay.
Christmas is December. Mm-hmm. January, New Year's.
Okay.
April was Easter, and the 4th of July, that was Thanksgiving. Oh, 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 it's Thanksgiving. We were gonna have a good time.
Again, Thanksgiving important, giving thanks important. Not that much fun for a 12-year-old girl.
No, not really, singing about it.
Not fun at all.
Turkey, eggs, potatoes, eggs. We are gonna have a good time. Turkey, eggs.
Now, you might like Thanksgiving. You might like the food. That's
I'd like
fine.
To know what kind of pies they have.
Nope.
No pies?
Nope. Just turkey and mashed potatoes.
Yams?
That's it. Nope. What? She loves mashed potatoes, and she sings about it a lot.
Gravy?
No kids this happy. And then they do a video where one of the guys that writes the song that has to be in all the videos shows up in a turkey, full turkey outfit. And they do that, and it looks like she's a really innocent, maybe religious girl.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, because she says, give thanks to you, give thanks to you. You take for granted she means God or who she thinks is God. But they give her a turkey leg to start singing into. And I got to tell you, it's a little...
All little girls do that, Kevin.
Yeah, it's a little suggestive. It is, and it's... I hate to say that because she's way young. And I didn't do it.
It's just a turkey leg. How could it be suggestive?
Please. You know school is out. I can shout. Thank you. Now, why don't they focus on that? School's out. That's the best part about it.
You need that song.
As a kid. No matter how you do, no matter what you say, this is my favorite. Nope. December was Christmas. Oh, we got to go back for the history lesson. Sing it if you know it. We were gonna have a good time. Yeah. Oh, it's Thanksgiving. Yeah. We are gonna have a good time with the turkey. All right, now they go back into the turkey and the mashed potatoes. No other food, just turkey and mashed potatoes.
I'm not going there for dinner. I'm not.
We are leading up to the rap part. There is some rap at the end of it. A sort of rap. I don't know what you call it when she does it. Thanksgiving, and I'm trying to be forgiven. Yeah. Nothing is forbidden. She know we gotta have. Okay. I gotta give thanks to you and you and you. Can't be hateful. No. Gotta be grateful. Can't be hateful. Mashed potatoes on my table. Can't be hateful. Gotta be grateful.
I think we can all learn that lesson.
Can't be hateful. Gotta be grateful. I got ribs smelling up my neighbor's grits. Can't deny having good times. We be laughing till we cry. There's no adults at this video either. It's all her and her kid friends, and then the one creepy dude in the turkey costume.
Something's wrong. We're gonna have a good time. Oh, it's
Thanksgiving. We are gonna have a good time. No. It's Thanksgiving. No! Don't forget the 23rd annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas, Saturday, Sunday, December 8, 9. You can win tickets here at K-Rock. Listen, at 9:10 this morning, we have a game for you.
Okay.
12:10, 3:10, and 6:10 all day today here at K-Rock. So you can win tickets to both nights. Night number one is Linkin Park, Rise Against, Bush Garbage, Slightly Stupid, AWOL Nation, The Lumineers, Walk the Moon, The Gaslight Anthem, Two Door Cinema Club, and Youngblood Hawk. Night two is Imagine Dragons, Alex Clare, Group Love of Monsters and Men, Passion Pit, Neon Trees, M83, Fun Period, Jack White, and The Killers.
I can't decide which night to go.
They're both so good.
Okay, I'll do that.
You get to go both. So does everybody that wins tickets today, by the way.
Oh, how cool.
So at 9:10, 12:10, 3:10, and 6:10. And again, if you want to buy tickets, they go on sale Friday at noon, this Friday at noon. But you have to be a K-Rock Street Team member to get the password. It's very simple. You just go to krock.com, sign up, do it. Do it before Friday at 11:45.
Yeah.
You need to give yourself a little bit of time in case there's problems or whatever. But go there, sign up for the K-Rock Street Team. You will get the password. And then at noon on Friday, you can buy tickets to both nights for the 23rd annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. Let's bring onto the air somebody who I haven't had on for a while, Sam the Armenian Comedian. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning. Hi, Sammy.
Hi, Sam.
And how are you today, my friend?
I missed you guys so much. I pray every morning to listen back on the radio, do my things, and my songs are already on the final touch. I got a bunch of...
I'm sorry. Let's back up here. Let me back up. You pray every morning to listen, and then it sounded like you went into talking about your songs. You mean you hope that we end up playing your songs?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
You have new songs, Sam?
A lot of songs about where I'm, about my life. Like every artist, they sing about their life, what life is all about.
Uh-huh. What's your,
what's going on in the world.
What's the best song that you've written about your life? What's the name of it?
I took a ride on a train to New York City.
That sounds great.
That, so that's a deep reflective song of your life, huh?
Yeah, because Frank Sinatra, he sang New York, New York. So I said, I lived in New York. Why not a song in the train? Because I had a girlfriend, conductor was the father. And I was taking a ride on the free train.
I am unable to follow you today, Sam.
Yes.
Oh, you're, just today? Really?
You had an ex-girlfriend whose father was a conductor, so you got free rides.
Yeah.
That's very much like Frank Sinatra.
Yes.
I think that's...
Yes, it's a true story, by the way. I was a good humor man on the route. She followed me, and she even picked me up as her boyfriend.
Hey, no. You can't make that stuff up.
No one has ever come up to you and picked you up, Sam. No possible way.
Well, he was a good humor man.
Listen up, man. I have a bunch of stories to tell you. I got a lot of stories to tell
you. I don't know whether
to
trust you, though, or not, because you called Dave, the King of Mexico, our producer, and you said to him that you want to come on the show, and then you made some kind of veiled threat about going on other shows if we don't put you on.
Not me. He's my musician.
Your musicians say you should call other shows?
Yeah, he says we were going to send the rate on the KROQ.
Right.
And then if you guys don't, you know, we're in a hurry up, we are in a hurry.
Right.
We might as well send elsewhere. That's what he meant.
I'd like to suggest that that is a perfectly fine option and we would not be upset.
Has he heard the songs?
He's the musician.
I know.
Man, he's a teacher.
Listen to me. Armenian comedian, I'm telling you, that's fine. You could send those to other stations. It wouldn't hurt our feelings. We know that we're lifelong friends with you.
Thank you, sir. I love you both.
That's what an artist has to do.
Sometimes an artist has to
care of you.
Right, right. Whatever. Sometimes an artist has to branch out.
Mm-hmm.
And other stations might be a good way for you to do that. Now, one of the other things that you told Dave the King of Mexico is that you're an astronaut.
Astronaut?
Yeah.
Oh, I am a psychic.
I know you say you're a psychic.
Oh, I thought he said sidekick.
No.
Sidekick.
He's also a clown.
Okay.
He's in a band. You said you were an astronaut.
I would like to take a trip as an astronaut. Why not? But I'm not.
Okay. Well, why not? Because NASA's not doing that right now is why not. But maybe it'll be in the private sector before too long. Now, Sam, you don't have any new music to share with us. You're just putting the finishing touches on some music.
Yeah, finishing touches, and then I have a show coming up, Bovardia in Burbank on Glen Oaks. I'm going to have a charity event, and every Tuesday night I have a big show variety. So it's going to be coming.
And where is that?
Bovardia on Glen Oaks.
Where?
Burbank.
I'm sorry.
What's the name of
it? I missed it.
And
I know it's in Burbank on Glen Oaks. I'm just not getting the name.
The Bovardia, it's like the...
I think you're... Cutting out.
French and European name, Armenian French.
Say
European
it again
name.
Slowly.
Turning it off. Ardia.
Yeah. Oh, that place is great. I love that place.
Bovardia.
All right, listen, Sam, we're very excited.
I'm going to have a breakfast over there. I'm going to come tear up over there. Everything is great. So
glad to hear that.
My brothers will say, it's time to shine. It's time to shine.
We just did breakfast with Mumford and Sons. I think the next one, the next logical breakfast would be breakfast with the Armenian comedian.
Thank you, Gera.
Maybe.
Well, he's just saying that. He doesn't know.
Oh, no, I'm planning it for Saturday.
Oh.
Saturday.
Okay.
Yes.
Can you be ready by then?
Oh, he's got his flute. Don't ruin it now. You don't want to give away all the goodness. Saturday, like 6 a.m.
Fine. Which Saturday?
This Saturday. We're throwing it together quick, man.
No, listen. You don't work on Saturday. You just
I know. I'm telling you that we're going to come in on Saturday specifically for your breakfast.
All right.
All right. Meet us here at 6 a.m.
Okay. You're going to come to the restaurant or you want me to come to the station? What is that?
Doesn't matter. Either way. Either way.
You tell us.
Listen,
okay,
Sam.
I want to tell you a joke before I go.
Take us out with a joke. That's what I was going to say as well. We are simpatico. Go ahead.
Listen, when we were little kids, our grandfather and grandma used to tell stories. It was our TV and radio at the same time. Those days, there were no TV and no radio, okay?
Okay.
When we were little kids. So this is one of the stories I'm going to tell you, all right?
Okay.
Well, is it a joke or a story?
It's a joke and a story.
All right, go ahead.
The name of the character is Nazareth Hoxha.
What?
All right.
Is that the joke?
No.
Okay. Is that the story?
The
Got it. All right.
Okay.
Is this a short-form joke, or is this a long...
Do we need to go into commercials
short,
and come back?
Okay.
Because we have Adam Carolla with This Week in Rage, and we also... Stop breathing in the phone. And we also have tickets for the 23rd Annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Crisp. Stop. What's happening?
What are you doing?
Okay. One day, a friend came to Hoxha's house to borrow a donkey. I'm sorry, said Hoxha, but I have already lent it to someone else. Just then, a donkey made a loud noise from the back of the house. Hoxha, the man said, I just heard your donkey is out back. Angrily, Hoxha asked his friend to leave the house. What kind of a friend are you? He said, you believe my donkey, but you don't believe me. You get it?
Yeah.
Sorry. He doesn't believe that. I'm going to tell you one more. Can I tell you one more, please?
Not a chance. Thanks for 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and this is the Kevin and Bean Show at 20 minutes till 9 o'clock. Again, tickets for the 23rd Annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas, both nights, coming up a half hour from now. At about 10 minutes after 9 o'clock. First, it is time to bring on the ace man, Adam Carolla. Good morning, Adam.
Yeah, get it on, baby.
Podcast is the Adam Carolla Show, Guinness World Record, most downloaded podcast. You're doing a live podcast Thursday, November 15th, which is tomorrow. Is that right?
That's right.
Tomorrow night at the Brea Improv with Greg Fitzsimmons.
Get it on, baby.
Thursday, December 6th, Agora Canyon Club with Dr. Drew. And then you're also performing live at the City National Grove of Anaheim with Dennis Miller.
You know, there's two times when I feel like I'm alive. One is when I'm on stage doing my podcast, mm-hmm. and the other is when I'm dancing.
Well, I've known that about you dancing for quite some time.
Yeah, but you didn't know about the stage part.
I didn't know that part, mm-hmm. No. Do you put them together ever? Do you ever just...
Yeah, I do it. I'm like Ellen.
You're nothing like Ellen.
Here's a question.
Yeah.
I have for all Ellen fans. How is she's what been on the air for 10 years?
Probably, yeah.
Starts every single show with dancing.
She does, yeah.
She loves dancing.
And by the way, let me just butt in and say, yeah. Not just 20 seconds.
No,
of dancing.
You're right.
Something that feels like at least a fortnight of dancing. Out of the 10 years that she's done that show,
right,
and all the dancing she's done at the top. How many times do you think she's broken into dance at the after show meeting?
I'm going to go with none.
Yeah. Interesting. Someone who loves dancing that much. I'd like to talk to one of her staff members and find out just how many times she's done the dancing after the show.
If she did, they would all be pissed. Wouldn't they all just be going, come on.
Sit down. We have a meeting.
Sit down, for God's sakes.
Yes.
Stop
I would
it.
Say they would be confused more than pissed. Why am I getting yelled at? While someone is dancing? Interesting.
All right. Adam Carolla's on the phone for This Week in Rage.
It's time for This Week
in Rage.
Well, start with three and working my way up to number one. First off, this whole Petraeus thing with the extramarital affair and all that good times.
The head of the CIA had to step down because of an extramarital affair.
Yes, and first off, how many times I got to tell people all the greats, I'm saying it so my wife can hear this.
Sure.
All the greats had affairs. JFK, Martin Luther King, they all had affairs. Martin Luther King had affairs, by the way. I think he gets a cultural pass there. He's a lot of convictions, a deeply religious man. He had a few affairs, but he was a brother. It's cool. But anyway, All the great ones had affairs. They have extra testosterone, and they're on the road a lot, and that makes, you know, here is the volatile combination. It's married the high school sweetheart, meets tons of juice and testosterone and power and money, meets I'll be gone for 6 months.
Right, yeah, exactly.
That is the recipe for an affair. And I hate the fact that these guys all have to step down because they've been doing what all the guys in power have been doing. By the way, if there was a checklist of reasons why guys wanted to get into power, that would be the first five, so I could bang strangers.
And then two would be bang strangers, and three would be bang strangers?
Yeah, we go all the way down. The very first five would be bang strangers on the road, and then they'd get to cool cars, and that would be three or four, and then the rest would be just who cares.
This guy, everyone loved Republicans, Democrats.
Yeah.
He was one of the most loved people.
Anything just bad to say about him.
But ultimately, he has to go. Because I do not want the director of the CIA unable to cover up his own affairs.
That's correct.
That's why he's got
to
go.
If anyone should be able to do it, it's the head of the CIA.
Yes, he can't keep this off the front pages. How are we going to assassinate some leader, Republic, or plant some WMDs and we can start a war? With this guy, can't even pull off an affair with a biographer. So that's ultimately why he has to go.
All right.
Number two. This, I'm obsessed with all the extra words in our society, like we've been saying, extramarital affair.
Sure.
You can just say marital affair. As a matter of fact, you can just say affair.
Yeah, affair insinuates that, yeah.
You can't be single and have an affair. Also, the tampering with, disabling, destroying the smoke detector and
right.
The laboratory and all that kind of stuff. Don't need that. Don't need all the for me. I get that. I got that at LAX the other day. Could you go ahead and get in line there? And then there's a pause, and she said, for me? I'm like, sweetie, I would have done it for you. I would have done it for God. I would have done it for country, or I would have just done it because you just said so and you have pepper spray. I don't need the for me added on there. But the one that's really bothering me now that I realize we don't need the Celsius and the Fahrenheit. I just realized, I was listening to the news the other day when it was smoking hot out here,
uh-huh.
And they said it was 95 degrees Fahrenheit. And then I thought, I didn't need the Fahrenheit.
Because no, because if it's 95...
If it's 95 Celsius,
yeah.
It's 203 degrees.
You're on the face
so
of the sun.
I would know it because I'd be on fire, and I'd become part of my car because we become liquefied, and I assume it'd be some sort of Southland record, breaking 200 degrees.
Sure.
So once you get to the point where we would be on fire, you no longer have to make the distinction between Fahrenheit and Celsius.
So just say 95.
95. I'll do the math. I'm hot enough. All right, and number one, I know, and hopefully next week I'll be giving out my cranberry recipe.
Oh, we can only hope. That is the most exciting time of the year.
On your fine program. But I'm going to go against my own words when I tell people to make their own GD cranberry sauce. In this particular case, speaking of pies, I was talking to my mom yesterday, and she's like, I'm going to handle the dessert this year, and she insists on making the pie, which means, A, you get the apple pie that's runny, like you get the watery apple pie.
Yeah, right.
They don't know how to do it right.
Yeah, you got to eat with a spoon.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you have to, and plus you have to compliment them all the time, even though it's, you could go down to Marie Callender's for $6, you get twice the pie. But, you really outdid yourself this time. And then the pumpkin pie is always sad and caved in a little bit.
Yeah, it's sad.
It's got those weird fissures in it, like a San Andreas Fault running through it. And then there's these like mild excuses made, like, well, we switched out our electric oven for a gas oven, and I just haven't dialed it in yet, or something. Just one side of the crust is burnt just a little bit. And you think, first off, you can go down to the apple pan and for $9 get the best pie in the world.
That's true.
Is there anyone? Also, you don't get the good stuff because it's too difficult for moms. You get your choice between watery apple and caved in pumpkin. You don't get the banana cream. That's too tall an order for mom.
Oh, chocolate cream, right.
You can't do it.
Right.
And I'm saying, you know, let Marie Callender, Apple Pan, and Before and 25, let the pros handle this one. And again, at $8 or $9,
How big a savings is it? You just sitting home coring apples for 4 days, making, rolling out the dough for a wildly inferior product. Let the pros handle it. And then we won't have to get in that horrible argument the following day when you go, did I leave that pan? Is my container? By the way, you know you're a loser when you have long-winded discussions about the container you brought the casserole over in.
Right.
I have that in my family all the time. Like when we finish it, they go, can we put it by the front door so I don't forget it? Mom, I'm 48 years old. Do you think if you left it overnight, you'd come here the next day and I would have sold it and moved to Mexico? So I'm going to sell this chafing dish. I'm going to Mexico. I'm going to start a new life. Come on, kids. Pack it up.
Maybe she knows you better than you know yourself, Adam.
She doesn't trust me. Saying, spend $8. Let the pros handle it.
I'm with you. There you go. Adam Carolla. You can get everything at adamcarolla.com, including information on tomorrow night, the 15th at the Brea Improv with Greg Fitzsimmons. You can also order your mangria.
Yes.
This time of year.
Yeah.
From Mr. Carolla, go to adamcarolla.com. Thank you for the time, sir.
Love you.
Bye. We are going to give away tickets just after the top of the hour to the 23rd annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. Both nights.
Awesome.
Night one and night two. You can win. If you call 1-800-520-1067. Now, usually at 9:10, we just play a thing that asks you to call. But right now, we're going to play a game, and that game is Beat Beer Mug, which is sweeping the world.
Really? Yeah, the kids wanted it.
So if you'd like to play the game, 1-800-520-1067. We will get to that in just a minute. First, the Showbiz Beat. Ralph is out with a personal day today. Everybody has been talking about Kevin Clash. This is the guy, the Muppeteer, who does the voice of Elmo for 27 years. He was accused of improper sexual relationship with an underaged boy. The boy is the person who wrote the email, I guess, to the parent company of Sesame Street and said that he was 16 when they started the affair. Then yesterday, the New York Times reported they'd gotten a note from the law firm repping the accuser who basically took it all back.
That is so interesting.
Said it was, quote, an adult consensual relationship.
Now who's blackmailing who? I'm confused.
I don't know. Is there a payoff? I mean, you never know what's going on behind the scenes.
Right.
But well, he said he was 16. Now he said he was 18. And everyone's glad to have it behind them. So something...
But it just leaves so many questions.
That will probably never be answered.
And the police have never really been formally charged. No.
I don't think so. But who knows if he's going to
be the
voice of Elmo anymore.
Yeah.
John Mayer, has he finally settled down? Is that possible? John Mayer's been a player.
There, you know, if they wait long enough, most players do settle down. But a lot of times they have to be like 55 or something.
Sources tell the New York Post Page Six gossip columnist that he has seriously settled down since hooking up with Katy Perry.
Oh.
Yeah, she seems to have that.
I could see that.
Effect on men. And when you're talking about Thanksgiving, which we are next week.
Yes.
Crazy, right?
Thursday.
Friday, of course, is Black Friday, where all the stores open at like 5 a.m. and you go stand in line so that you can try and get one of the new whatever is out
for
on sale.
Price, yeah.
Target is joining the retailers who want you to shop on Thanksgiving Day. They have now decided that time of the day is not early enough. So doors will open to Target at 9 p.m. on Thanksgiving night.
Oh, people are going to do it, too.
Of
course.
You know they are. Walmart will open at 8, and then there's a bunch of them. Let's see here. Sears opens at 8, and then Kohl's and Gap and Macy's and Best Buy open at midnight.
You know, a lot of people have their meal at 3 or 4 in the afternoon. So, yeah, I guess around 8, you're kind of free.
Waddle in. Packed full of food.
I wouldn't buy clothes that day, but...
try to rush in to try and get your specials.
All those people have to work now.
Yep.
That sucks.
Thanksgiving night.
Aww.
Things are changing. Celebrity birthdays today. Prince Charles. Britain's Prince Charles is 64. Former U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, 58. Laura San Giacomo is 50. Harlan Williams. Reverend Run of Run DMC. Patrick Warburton from Seinfeld and the Tick. Josh Duhamel from Transformers Dark of the Moon, and Travis Barker, who we had in the studio yesterday, did not realize today was his birthday.
Nope, did not.
Travis is 37 years old today, as is our own Bean Baxter. It is his birthday as well, so you might want to tweet him or email him and wish him a happy birthday. And that is the Showbiz Beat. We're going to come back with Beat Beer Mug and take us to the 23rd annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic. Beer Beer Mug is here. He's ready to help us give away some tickets for the 23rd annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas.
I'm so excited.
Time for Beat Beer Mug.
It's time to be Beer Mug. It's time to be Beer Mug. It's time to be Beer Mug. Let's beat him to death. Oh, yeah.
Dave has boxing gloves? When did that become a rule?
Yes.
When did that become a rule?
It didn't. It just seems to happen. All right, Dave has boxing gloves.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And before he starts punching me with the boxing gloves.
Not so much from you. Here's how the game is played. We ask a question, and then you on the line, you just have to tell us if Beer Mug's answer is correct or not. We're not doing higher or lower like Lick Lisa. It's just correct or not. That's all you have to come up with. Our first contestant is Andrew. Good morning, Andrew.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Andrew's in real estate. Are you ready to play Beat Beer Mug?
Beat Beer Mug!
Absolutely.
All right.
Not yet, Omar.
Here's your question, Beer Mug. Good luck. In 2003, Billboard ranked Linkin Park number 19 on the Best Artists of the Decade chart. Beer Mug, name the 18 bands ahead of them.
F you. That's my answer.
That is incorrect. I'm sorry. Anthony, do you think he's correct, Andrew?
Incorrect
is the correct answer. Yes. Nicely done. Beat Beer Mug. Oh, come on, Dave. You're pawing him with those gloves. Really take him down. All right, let's go to Carlos, the truck driver. Hi, Carlos.
How you doing?
Very good, thank you. The Killers are headlining night number two, and although their name has nothing to do with actual killing, Beer Mug, how many murders were committed in the United States last year? How many murders in the United States last year? To the exact digit.
780,000.
Wow,
Carlos,
it was a bad year.
You don't have to say higher or lower, but is he correct or not correct?
Correct.
Incorrect. Oh. That is the correct answer. It's 16,272. Beat Beer Mug.
You deserve that.
Watch the kidney shots.
Seriously, that was.
Watch the kidney shots.
All right.
Let's go to Chuck, physical therapist. Hi, Chuck.
Good morning, party people.
Welcome to Beat Beer Mug.
Mugs may need you after this.
Oh, in honor of Bean's birthday, Beer Mug should just be beaten all day with Barry Manilow, the wreck of Edmund Fitzgerald playing in the background, and then fired.
Where were you 4 hours ago? Walk the Moon is playing night number one. 12 American astronauts have actually walked on the moon. Beer Mug, name them.
Neil Armstrong.
Yep.
Buzz Aldrin.
Right.
And Kevin Bacon.
All right. Is that correct, Chuck?
He's wrong. Punch him in the heart.
Punch him in the heart. That's the answer. Punch him in the heart. Beat Beer Mug. Nicely done.
This is great.
Stop covering your nuts.
No. F you, dude. I'm not going to punch me in the nuts. Whoa, Dave's punching me up the
ass.
All
right. Easy.
Sorry.
Easy. And like that wasn't happening last night. Enrique, truck driver. Hi.
Let's do this, Kevin.
All right. Here's the question. Also playing night number one is garbage. Beer Mug. How much garbage in weight do Americans create every single day? To the pound, please. How much garbage
every
in
day?
Weight? Yes. How many pounds of garbage per day?
Pound. Let's go with 648.
Enrique, is that correct or incorrect?
Incorrect.
Incorrect
Give
is
me
right.
A chance to answer.
It's 1.35 billion pounds.
Wow.
I didn't think you'd ever get
That's
that.
Whoa, they're shocking. Winding up.
Beat Beer Mug.
Whoa!
Don't hit the TV, for God's sake.
Knocking the TV down.
Lightning is in here videotaping this so we can put it up online. All right, we have time for one more contestant.
You killed Chip.
If that TV had dropped, Chip would be dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, one final question. Tao is on the line. Hi, Tao.
Hi. Hey, guys.
Hi.
All right, are you ready for Beat Beer Mug?
Yes.
All right, Beer Mug, Slightly Stupid is on night number one. Beer Mug, if you take an IQ quiz, what results in numbers would be considered slightly stupid?
Slightly stupid.
Yes.
Let's see. I would say 71 IQ points.
71 IQ points. Is that correct or incorrect?
Incorrect.
Incorrect is it's right. It's in the middle of it, but it's 70 to 79.
Oh!
So that's not good enough. So she wins.
Oh,
and you guys beat Beer Mug.
On,
yes, beat Beer Mug. Yes.
God.
That's what I'm talking about.
Watch the kidney shot. Lightning, you can't kick me. You're just videotaping this.
All right.
Lightning is kicking him.
Of course. Lightning had to take this for so many years.
That's not fair.
For 15 years, Lightning was the guy that we beat up. Lisa, who is our winner?
Let's see. The winner is Enrique.
Enrique is our winner. Congratulations, Enrique.
Oh yeah.
Nicely done. Tickets to night number one. Tickets to night number two. Let's beat Beer Mug one more time just for the fun of it. And thanks for playing the game.
That was Beat Beer Mug. We found something he's actually good for. But now we can't fire him because we really want to beat him again.
Time for the final look at the Showbiz Beat. Don't forget, tickets go on sale for the 23rd annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. Friday at noon.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be a street team member. Go to krock.com to sign up for that. I would do it sooner than later. Just make sure you have it and you get the password. And you have the password ready when it goes on sale Friday at noon.
Yeah, that's a bad surprise.
Yeah. But it shouldn't be a surprise if you've been listening. Go to krock.com for all the details. You'll get the password. You can buy tickets to both nights on Friday at noon. Let's talk about TV. The Hollywood Reporter says Joss Whedon just picked up Elizabeth Henstridge for the upcoming ABC pilot for Marvel's Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. Which I didn't know existed.
I don't know what Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is.
Well, S.H.I.E.L.D. is the group. Did you see
Avengers?
Avengers?
Yes.
That's the group.
Oh, they're the S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm very stupid about this.
Okay.
Okay.
This is a TV show for it. ER's Ming-Na will head up the cast, along with Clark Gregg, who will reprise his role as Agent Phil Coulson.
Which is interesting.
Which makes me think it must be a prequel.
Yeah.
To the movies, because other than that, it's got some explaining to do, and I'm not exactly sure how they'll get through that. One Direction will soon have its own 3D movie. Yes! Oh, thank God I've been waiting for this.
No! No!
Or no. Sony Pictures says it will be an all-access, behind-the-scenes look at the UK boy band, which was discovered on the British edition of Simon Cowell's The X Factor in 2010. The director, Morgan Spurlock.
He's going to do it?
A bit surprising.
Yeah, this is not his kind of thing.
One Direction. You don't need 3D for One Direction. You need 3D for Katy Perry. Let's be honest.
Right.
You don't need it for her. Speaking of Katy Perry, has John Mayer finally given up sleeping with every woman on earth, which seemed to have been his goal? New York Post page six gossip columnist says that he has seriously settled down since hooking up with Katy Perry. He has seriously said, I don't want any other women. Katy Perry is enough.
No. You know what you guys say. Everybody gets old, no matter how hot they are, eventually.
How dare you suggest that men are shallow? How dare you?
You're right. I'm sorry.
Everybody's been talking about this Kevin Clash thing. He's the Muppeteer who does Sesame Street's The Voice of Elmo. He was accused of an improper sexual relationship with an underage boy. Now, we were talking about this earlier today, and there may be some more details that we hadn't mentioned. Yesterday, the New York Times reported they got a note from a law firm repping the accuser.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the guy who's claiming that the relationship happened when he was 16, taking it all back.
My bad. I forgot how old I was.
Did I say 16? Did I say 16? No, I was 18. It was an adult consensual relationship.
That's insane.
In quotes.
You liar!
But TMZ, and so we were like, there's got to be more to this story. There has to be more. TMZ is reporting that there is a alleged six-figure deal that they came to a settlement on so that they wouldn't have to take it to court.
Mm. So, you know, that still leaves it as a question.
Perhaps there's kind a of. Bit of a payoff. It doesn't. It doesn't. I've been in situations where money has been paid to make lawsuits go away.
Yes.
Many times. Probably three or four times. And two or three times completely had nothing to do with it. I wanted to show people
that's
in court.
That's what I'm saying.
But it just, even though you're innocent, sometimes you don't want to be dragged through the mud. You don't
right.
want all that court costs, all that kind of stuff. So
no, I am saying that exactly. It really doesn't answer any questions.
Yeah. So who knows? Celebrities born today. Britain's Prince Charles is 64. Former U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is 58. Laura San Giacomo is 50. Actor Harlan Williams is 50. Reverend Ron from Run DMC is 48. Patrick Warburton, of course, from Seinfeld and The Tick is 48. Actor Josh Duhamel from Transformers Dark of the Moon in Las Vegas is 40. Drummer Travis Barker of Blink-182 is 37. And our own Dean Baxter, who's just recovering today from surgery, just got out of surgery yesterday. Probably having a relatively crappy day, if I could just guess.
I would imagine, yes.
So if you want to drop him a note, it's bean at krock.com and wish him the best.
Yeah.
Tomorrow morning,
An all-new Kevin and Bean Show, Stupid Ways You Hurt Yourself, based on the latest of my...
Did you do something?
I'm dumb.
I can't wait to hear.
I'm dumb. And a lot of people are like me, so I'm going to want to hear their stories so I feel better about myself. Also, Dr. Drew will be on the program tomorrow. We have comedian Brad Williams on the show and more tickets for the 23rd annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show.